I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of Hey Spirit. I can't believe another week has gone by for a new episode. Today, I hope you guys become as obsessed and in love with the famous Nate as I am. Nate's experience is such a reminder of how important it is to always stay true to ourselves, how to love, honor, and respect ourselves more than anything else, even though you might spend a decade feeling alone. This truly was a special experience with Nate, and I will never, ever forget Nate. God bless you, Nate. I hope you all enjoy this week's episode of Hey Spirit. Okay, listen, you have to give me a heads up when I'm reading a handsome man.
Stop, go on.
Hey, I almost flatlined. I was like, oh!
Thank you.
Welcome to Hey Spirit. What is your name?
Nate.
Nate, very nice to meet you. I love the hair.
Thanks.
So welcome to Hey Spirit. Where are you calling in from today?
DC, Washington.
Oh, well, I'm so excited to be able to share my gift with you today. So I first want to start out by saying, Nate, I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to share my gift with you today, but more importantly, for trusting me with the souls of your departed loved ones. I first saw a father figure for you on the other side. So if your dad is not departed, is it a grandfather?
Grandfather.
Okay. But then there was also a mother energy poking forward and almost, is that my boy? Is that my boy? So do you also have a grandmother that's departed as well, or a mother figure as well?
Yeah, I could be a couple people.
But I just saw the number three. So were there three?
There are three.
So know that they're stepping forward, but I feel like one of them is doing something that, and this is what, again, what I love about the personality. One of the mother energies stepped forward and she's doing something that my grandmother used to do to me, which they used to rub each other, go, Mujer Majil, and she used to pinch your cheeks. And like, they used to talk to me a little bit of Italian and English. So is that something, sometimes it could just be an exact thing of that. That's what they would do. Or more importantly, it's just a sign of affection or how much they loved you or doted over you. Is that correct?
Yeah.
They're making me feel like you're really young at heart. So I don't know if they're gone for some time or more importantly, just saying to you, you were always such a sweet boy. They don't want you to lose that sweetness. They don't want you to, because of, let's say, other people, actions or how other people make us feel, we become like hardened or angry. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, you're going to make me cry already.
Oh, God. But because I have no idea what I'm talking about right now, and I can't separate all of the souls. So when souls step forward and they don't separate, it means that the message comes from all of them. So I'm going to interpret this to you, Nate, right off the bat. You are being supported 100% by your departed loved ones. And I think it's important I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a job. I don't know if it's you moved or relationships. But they keep bringing me back to when you were young. And it's, we always babied him. We always knew that he was special, the favorite, if I might say. But does that make sense to you? Or could you understand why they would be making me feel that way?
Both of my grandmas are passed and one of my aunts. And so that's what I feel from all of them. And my grandma's passed when I was young. And so that makes sense. My aunt passed kind of, we were just starting to form like an adult relationship. That's been a little while now too.
But she made me feel like you would go to her and tell her things.
Yeah.
Like you could talk to her and she just saluted you. So that's my symbol for where someone wants to say how proud they are of someone for their choices and decisions.
That's what she would say. First thing. Yeah.
Perfect. I feel like the grandfathers are a little bit more tough. What I mean by that is, he's a boy. Go out and chop wood. Like, he doesn't want to. He wants to stay in. He wants to help me cook in the kitchen. Don't make him go outside.
Yeah, that's my grandpa. He was chopping wood and running a farm and...
Are you kidding me?
With my grandma, like, sewing and cooking.
These are the things that I love. I love how spirit gives us that validation of them. And I don't know why. Is that something that you reflect on, Nate, a lot? Is your childhood? What do you revert back to that? Because I'm like, I don't understand. They keep throwing me back into childhood. And it's something that spirit typically doesn't always do. I think that it's important because they don't want you to lose that childness.
Yeah.
Everyone's sitting around a table and like the grandfathers are there, like very stoic with their cigarettes and their drink or whatever they're doing. And your aunt like stands up and she's so happy for him. So are you in a relationship? They made me feel like that you finally will come to terms with a relationship or being in a relationship. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. They all passed before I came out as gay. And so I think about that a lot. Yeah.
Oh, so now I understand the relationship, how they always saw something special and different about you. But it was who you were and who you are. Even like your aunt, did you tell your aunt that you were gay? Or conversations that where you made innuendos of that?
I wondered if she knew. So, yeah.
She's making me feel like she knew.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why she, because I didn't know if that word innuendo was like a correct text or term to use, how we were discussing it. But I guess it does, because that's how she was making me feel. It's like almost like little things maybe she saw or more importantly knew about you that you didn't have to speak that. And maybe it's the same thing for your grandmothers of that we didn't make a big deal about it because it was Nate. It was who you were. Was there something that you made, either knitted or crocheted or sewed, that you still have of your grandmothers or that you used to do with them?
Yeah, I have a quilt. It was the last quilt that my grandma made. She used to make everything. But the last quilt that she made, I helped make with her and I have memories of it. And she left it to me in her will and it was a big surprise. And I have it in my home right now.
I just got the chills. But what I love about that is that it validates that I always want spirit to validate with unique things that I'm interpreting the information correctly, because that's my job, isn't to understand it or to tell us what we should or shouldn't do with our life choices and decisions, just simply to validate that I'm interpreting all of the messages correctly. And she chose to use the quilt as a validation that they truly support, love, and guide you from the other side. Your aunt just made me feel like, was there someone that kind of hurt your feelings or doesn't understand? Because when spirit shows me East Coast, West Coast, and then they show me family members, it's just my symbol for that there's a separation. Yeah. So when they show me people, then it has to do with people here in the physical world that we might be disappointed in, or they might have said things to us that were hurtful. When spirit just shows me a separation and then no people in between it, it's my symbol for like where there was a separation prior to a departure where someone didn't get to say goodbye or someone was away. So just so you understand, like it's not often, usually I just see East Coast, West Coast. I very rarely see people in the middle of that.
Yeah, that's spot on in a couple of ways. So I've been estranged from my parents for about a decade.
Look at what they had me. They had no right to do that. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Are you speaking to them now or was there some type of olive branch?
Yeah, we've actually texted a little bit recently.
Perfect. Because I felt like your aunt, she's very, I'm a little surprised because I don't know if she was this forceful here in the physical world, but she's, everyone sits down. This is hilarious. Everyone is sitting down quietly at the table and she's the one that jumps up and is like, nope, this is what we're going to say. Nope. Would that be her?
Yeah, she was a counselor. So she did stuff like that all the time.
But it's hilarious how they're all sitting nicely around this table and she just keeps jumping up. No, like I'm saying this. But they had no right to do that. But then they showed me like, not everything is lost. There is opportunities to make it mendable, not to take away what was said or done, or not to forget it. But she says to learn to let go of the hurt and disappointment. And she says, I always want you to know that they had no right to do that to you. Here's your grandmother. They just didn't understand. And this is your aunt. Now they're ignoring me. Now they're arguing amongst themselves. Because I feel like your grandmothers, they just want to make everything nice. Like they just feel like making excuses. And then this is your aunt. It still wasn't right. It was hurtful. He had to go through a lot of things on his own when he really needed them. So yeah. I think what your aunt is saying, there's a point where there's a difference in letting go and forgetting.
Yeah.
But if we're going to choose not to forget, we can't allow it harden or change our childlike soul. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Now I know why that was so important about
it. Yeah, that circled back to the beginning.
Yes, to the children. And I'm going to say this. Mm-hmm. Your aunt made me feel like that this was also going to be the turning point in you finally being in a long-term relationship. Because I looked at her and she's, Teresa, you better sit down for this. I'm like, I am sitting. I'm like, you're the one standing. She's, I want Nate to realize that this, I'm going to use it, Nate, as a term of reconciliation and whatever that means, or at least the communication is so important because you are going to be able to let these walls down a little bit of where you don't have to guard yourself as much because of the actions of what happened this past decade. You have built up this wall. And again, we're back to the childlike soul where we want you to be able to let those guards down, those walls down a little bit so you can be loved, honored, and respected in a relationship the way that you deserve to be, and also not to be afraid. Your aunt, she says, even though they weren't speaking, there was something where you felt, Nate, that you couldn't love still openly someone.
That's exactly right.
So this quote-unquote reconciliation, even though it's just whatever it is, wherever it goes, is so important because it's almost like you can finally let go of the emotions and burdens that have been placed on you that are not your burdens and guilts to carry.
Yeah.
I wish people could see you because you're this young, handsome gentleman. You look like everything is perfect in your life. And I guess this is also a lesson for everyone not to never, I know this is an old saying, judge a book by its cover, right?
Yeah.
I see all these Band-Aids over your soul. And it's almost like you put all these Band-Aids on. And as I lift the Band-Aids, some of them are still raw wounds. Still very raw, but there are some that are starting to heal.
Yeah.
And this is why your loved ones say right now in this moment, Nate, that it is so important that timing is everything. We all talk about timing, right? Not a cliche statement. Because if this happened, say, even last year or 2 years ago, it would not be serving you the purpose that it does now. Because I can't get off the fact that from the when they first started talking about this, I felt like you were in a relationship.
Yeah.
So I think the reason for that is two things. I never had this before, but I felt like you've learned to love and honor and respect yourself the way that you deserve to be, or you're learning to.
I'm learning, yeah.
Wow.
I have a lot of trust issues with other people. And that is exactly what you said is what I say all the time. It's why I don't feel like I'm in a relationship because of all the stuff from my parents and my family. Not just now, but as a kid growing up and different traumas and stuff. And yeah, that all that is exactly right. The wounds and the Band-Aids and the not trusting and All of it. Yeah.
I don't know why they keep showing me boundaries. So whether if that's something that you have to set in starting up a relationship or being upfront and honest about the hurt that I'm tired of being disappointed. I want to be able to trust in a relationship and just being transparent on what you are going through, but more importantly, what you have been through. Because yeah. Your aunt just said, your grandmother just looked at me and she goes, there are some things better left in the past, Teresa. I go, I'm a firm believer in that. I believe that once we acknowledge certain things, there's no point in going over and over it. If we can go back, revisit those moments, leave all of the hurt and the burdens and the guilt, whatever it is, all of the negative emotions in that lifetime, in that part of our life, leave all of that emotion there and only take the positive things from what we learned or how it helped us grow today. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Was there a poem that I don't know if your grandparents or your aunt used to like to recite?
I have it right here.
Oh my God, I almost flatlined again.
In my grandma's handwriting, it's a poem she wrote about me when I was a kid. Wow.
Nate, what are you trying to have me flatline over here? Now I understand. See, and I want to point this out to people that are listening. We listen to other people's messages. We listen and we take and they're beautiful and they're healing. But now think about it, Nate. The one thing your grandmother kept saying, childlike from when you were younger, right? And now they talk about this poem.
Yeah. That no one even knows about, I don't think.
Yeah. They literally, and I love how they have me say the famous poem.
And it's the only one. And I keep it in a little keepsake place. So it's the only one. So it's famous.
But I think it also just goes by on how proud they are of you. That's how they thought of you, quote unquote. And if you have other siblings or cousins, it doesn't mean that they loved you more, but it's acknowledging the bond and relationship that you had with them, that you shared with them, yeah. Of that specialness.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay, guys, I'm going to throw it back a bit. You know what I don't miss at all? I do not miss that vicious cycle before my period. I would feel like I was going to crawl out of my skin, sometimes the breakouts, and oh my God, can we talk about the cravings? But now, Estro Control makes it easier to manage PMS. So Estro Control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. The way Estro Control eases PMS is quite interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. Estro Control was created to help women feel like themselves all throughout the month because PMS can rob them of a week of their lives every single month. And that just isn't fair. Estro Control is made specifically for women who are perimenopausal. It is perfect for women that haven't entered menopause yet. In fact, it's amazing for perimenopause when hormones start to fluctuate and PMS can turn into a beast. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SPIRIT at checkout. Now I get it. The boundaries also have to be set with your parents.
Yeah.
And then your aunt was like, the boundaries, because this is what you were struggling with. Like, you're afraid to go into this a little bit because you're afraid of being hurt again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not being encouraged to be who it is that God intended you to be.
Yeah. Wow. And the God part is important.
I'm a practicing Catholic. I share this with people so people understand what I do is frowned upon in my religion, right?
Yeah.
That was one of the things that I struggled with, was that why would God bless me with this gift? Who's going to want to come see a medium? Who's going to want to speak to their loved ones that have died?
Yeah.
And I have this beautiful gift from God. And I struggled with my gift for over 5 years because I knew this is how God made me. And I said to him, I said, if this is my soul's journey here in the physical world, I put my gift in his hands. And I said, you open every door for me and I will gladly walk through it. And here I am over 2 decades later. And if you don't mind me saying this, Nate, I don't think I've ever said this to someone so bluntly before. I didn't wake up one day and say, you know what? I think I'm going to talk to dead people for a living. That seems like a really great career choice. Fair enough. Correct. You never woke up and be like, you know what? I think I'm going to be gay. It was something deep inside you that you knew that you wanted to be in a same-sex relationship.
Yeah.
And that is not something to ever, you should ever feel ashamed of. The same way of my gift. Should not be ashamed of my gift, but he is this version of different or not normal. Whoever decided what normal is, that's what I want to know. Yeah. For me, this is normal. Doesn't mean that it's someone else's norm. Same thing for you.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. I've said something really similar when someone was using the word natural. And I was like, this is the most natural thing to me.
Right. Who's the young male that passed?
My brother-in-law died.
Oh. But were you really close to him?
We were getting close. I was really excited about having a brother. And so we bonded a little bit.
So no, he takes this opportunity to step forward.
Wow.
To validate his presence, but more importantly, how proud he is of you, of where you are today. They're showing me, and this is coming from your brother-in-law, I feel like you're in a completely different circle right now. But I don't know if it's job, but I feel like in every aspect of your life, there are different opportunities for you that you never really had before. But I also do feel it's what you're projecting out and what you're putting out to the universe and what you project from yourself. Does that make sense? I feel like he's teasing you and he's going, yep, Nate, law of attraction. So would that be him or something he would say to you?
Yeah, he passed away from cancer really young. We just had a few like heart to hearts before he passed, and it was really special, and it was like just between us, but it was that kind of stuff. He was just encouraging me and thinking about the positive, and he was going through so much at the time. It really meant a lot.
Where were the children in the family? Because he was referring to the children in the family.
My sister remarried and she has a daughter. And then also he has a lot of nieces and nephews. They have a very close family.
You're there for your niece, is that correct?
Yeah, she's everything.
So know that every time you're with her, his soul is present. And it's also his way of acknowledging, supporting the choices and decisions of your sister.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Does your sister have something in memory of him at the house? I don't know if it's like a little garden or if she connects with wildlife or if there's like a bench or a tree.
I can't think of anything in particular. I'm sure she does. They and her husband now, like they're very intentional about honoring him. And so perfect. I'm sure that is there somewhere.
Whatever it is, I don't care if it was something they were thinking about doing, if it's something that they just sit in the backyard and just talk about him, whatever it is, know that he wants to thank her for that. And more importantly, still a part of their lives and thanking them for including him still, his memory.
That's awesome. And his parents, they treat her like their grandchild. So connected too.
Oh,
yeah.
How nice. I feel like your experience is just all about not forgetting our child side and not forgetting to love, honor, and respect ourselves, and that God did make us a certain way. We're born a certain way.
Wow.
I think sometimes people lose sight of that, even through tragedies. Unfortunately, it's very unfortunate to say people passing of overdoses. And I don't think parents have children saying, oh, I can't wait till my child grows up to be addicted to drugs, narcotics. Right. And it's just, things happen, and I think we need to be a little bit more forgiving, a little bit more understanding to people's feelings and emotions. And just because things aren't right for us were normal for us doesn't mean that's not normal for someone else.
Yeah.
You know what I'm curious, Nate? I'm curious on how many people that might be listening to this that might be struggling with their own sexuality. And that after this conversation, listening to your experience today might give them the encouragement to come out or to share with their family and friends or someone that isn't speaking to someone in their family because of their personal life choices.
I think it's more common than people know. And thankfully, things are improving all the time in our society for queer folks. And there's still a lot more room for us to grow and learn, but things are improving. But also, I think sometimes people just see the improving and they think, oh, we're in a different world now. Like, we're gays are on TV and so everything's okay. And a lot of folks still are spending Christmases alone for 10 years. And that's tough.
It's not fair. I have a cousin who's married to a woman, and we always say, thank you, Kathy, for saving Debbie, because Debbie is back in the family, because how many she pulled away from the family a little bit because of her decisions and not knowing how the family would accept it. And it was almost like we thank her all the time for giving us her back to the family.
That's beautiful.
Yes. And just in general, I hope we people take also from this, gay or not, treat people with kindness and respect. Treat people how you would want to be treated. Because what if that was you, or what if that was your child? Would you want someone to treat them that way?
Yeah.
The other thing is that, do you have the old picture of the house of your family, of your grandparents' house? They just show me a flash of a black and white photo. And when they show me a black and white photo with a house with a porch on it, and then they just show me people standing on the porch, it's just my symbol for that we also have a lot of things from childhood memories, whether if it isn't a picture of the house or I was just going through pictures and I came across the pictures.
I think about that in a couple of ways. Everyone was always together and on the porches, and the porch was a big thing
in
my family and my grandparents' house. And so that's a thing that would be happening for sure. I didn't find a picture of that, but I did actually recently find a picture of a painting that was painted that my grandma always had, that was of like a house that had been torn down. And so I took a picture of that painting, and I found that recently going through photos.
There's two validations here. Remember how I talked about my signs and symbols could have different meanings for you? You are so specific on my grandparents had the house with the porch, and that's where the family gathered. Validating that when you think of these moments and you reflect back on that, their souls are with you.
Yeah.
And also acknowledging that when you took a picture of that painting, again, their souls were with you. You have to be able to connect with it. There are things that there's no way I would know. I just asked them for one final validation that I interpreted everything correctly. And the thing that I found amazing about your session and so unique, Nate, was that it always circled back to childhood, where it was just as simple as baking and cooking in the kitchen with grandma, right?
Yeah.
And how we felt in those moments, how happy we felt.
Yeah. I don't even know what the question is really, but I feel my aunt and my grandma around me all the time.
Mm-hmm. But like, your grandfathers, you don't feel as much?
No.
Do you smell? I just saw cigarette smoke, and I saw the bottle of Old Spice. Those are my two symbols for when we smell something that reminds us of a loved one. And there's no reason why we should smell it. Is that correct?
Yeah. And my grandpa had Old Spice cologne, and I wore it and had an allergic reaction, but it was Old Spice.
That's fine. But do you connect with a watch? I don't care if it's a pocket watch, a watch, or time.
Pocket watch?
All right, pocket I'm dead. Watch. I'm dead. Okay, between the poem and the pocket, I'm done.
Yeah. So this is actually a pocket watch of my great-grandfather. And it was very famous in our family because everybody would sit in his lap in the chair and put it to their ear. And my great aunt gave it to me and told me not to tell anyone that I was the one that had it. And then when my grandma found out that she had done that, my grandma gave me my grandpa's pocket watch. So then I had two. And then my sister, for a graduation gift, gave me my own. And so now I have three pocket watches. It's like the most special thing you could have brought up.
Oh, wow. I asked that your grandfathers, because I know they made their souls present. And I love that it was almost the symbol of that they were sitting at the table. Wow. Sitting at the table of acceptance. And then to end your session with the pocket watches. Look, I wrote watch.
Yeah.
And I know this sounds so, but specifically I said pocket watch.
Right.
How? Like, you can't make this stuff up.
Yeah. And that's just such a very specific thing in my family because it ended up becoming three pocket watches. So that's incredible.
And I love that you used the word famous. Maybe is that also behind the famous poem? You have the
maybe
pocket watch. Like, because I couldn't understand why they were telling me this famous poem. Like, I thought like it was going to be like this really famous poem. I don't know any famous poems, but
yeah.
Like it's going to be this famous poem. People always like Mark Twain. Right. They always like recite. I was expecting something like that. And you're like, this is poem that Mike Ripper
famous
wrote
for me.
And then you're like, the famous pocket watch in the family. There you go.
That is so true. Like of all my like cousins and great aunts, everyone would know exactly what pocket watch that I was referring to.
Amazing. What an unbelievable, amazing experience. And I say this all the time, Nate, what I do, it's such an honor and privilege to share my gift with people. But the fact that you trusted me with the souls of your loved ones after everything that you've been through just means the absolute world to me that you trusted me with their souls. Thank you, Nate. It was really an honor to meet you and good luck to you.
Thank you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Nate Burke, and I'm from Washington, D.C. You know, there's instantly so much chemistry where she just connects and you feel like you know her and you trust her. And in some ways, it was unexpected, some of the things that came up or that we focused on. And so it exceeded expectations. I was surprised that so much of it was about relationships. It also just seemed to make sense because at the root of the things I wanted to know about were relationship oriented with those who've passed. And I think, especially because I talked about, you know, being estranged from family. And I think part of what I was going into the reading hoping for was just to feel like I still have family. I really wanted to hear from my Aunt Diane, and I was so glad that she did. She and I were just forming like an adult friendship when she passed, and she was so supportive of the work I did and, you know, college degrees. And, you know, she just really cheered me on and always wanted to know what was going on. And it was just a really great relationship. And I never got to come out to her, but I always felt like she would have been cool with it, you know? And so I was glad to hear from her. And then I think that the other big things were definitely my grandparents. You know, I had a box of little kind of keepsakes with me and Teresa just named them all off from, you know, my grandma's poem that she wrote for me, which I had in her handwriting with me, and the pocket watches from my grandfather's, or that can be like a symbol that makes sense for folks. But for me in particular, it was such a specific story of collecting my grandfather's pocket watch and my great grandfather's and then my own. And so it was actually really unique. I just really appreciated that those things were kind of specific to our stories. I wasn't sure at the time if my sister had anything sort of on display in her house honoring my brother-in-law, which is something she asked. my brother-in-law's guitar is on display. And he was super musical, and that was a big thing. And so she keeps that in display in their house, kind of honoring him. What I was really hoping for coming in was connection. What felt monumentous was just that that was sort of the theme throughout the entire conversation. And also not just in like the content of what was said, but the experience of it, you know, like Teresa, it felt connected and it felt like such a good energy and vibe the whole time. And so I just left with a greater sense of connectedness, which I think is exactly what I wanted and needed. You know, when I noticed the 444 on the time or whatever, I've just started pausing to like take a moment of gratitude and to think of my loved ones. And so that's been a fun new tradition, which, you know, surprisingly has happened a lot so far just since the reading. You don't have to believe, just be open, go to it. Because when you go with like no expectations and you're just open to receive what happens, you can draw meaning from that. Even if you have different understandings of like the afterlife or gifts that people can have, you know, you don't have to understand everything to be able to be blessed by it. I know that I left feeling good and I left feeling better than I did going in. And so I think that's reason enough for anyone to explore with an open heart and mind.
Hey guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.